Product Breakfast Club. Product Breakfast Club.
Product
Breakfast Club.
Product Breakfast Club.
Product Breakfast Club.
Product Breakfast Club. Product Breakfast Club. Welcome to the Product Breakfast Club, everybody. I'm your host, Jake Knapp, in sunny Seattle.
And I'm your other host, Jonathan Courtney, in extreme heat wave once again, Berlin, Germany. It's not stopping. We're all going to die. And it's also very nice.
I was reading a book about geology and the history of mass extinctions, which is actually pretty funny, very funnily written book called Ends of the World.
Right.
You
talked
really
about it on the podcast already. I'm just warning you that we did talk about this book for quite a long time.
Okay. Well, the part that I just got to was about this another extinction. And in this one, it was like the most extreme of all the extinctions. And it happened, they think, there was all of this huge volcanic activity in what's now Siberia.
Right.
So much lava that it would have covered all of the United States a half mile deep in
lava.
That's
too much.
So that much lava. But there were all these, to make it even crazier, there were all of these underground like oil and coal reserves back in those times that were ignited by the lava. So it just like exploded crazy. And there was so much carbon dioxide that went into the atmosphere, they think, like thousands of times what we could even ever do now, even if we burned up everything.
Right.
That the temperature, they think, went up to, in some places, like 140 degrees.
Oh, my God.
Like you'd have heat waves of 140 degrees. It's crazy. Anyway, is it like that now in Europe?
It's almost that hot here.
Okay.
So it's pretty warm.
It's like 139 degrees Fahrenheit.
It's insane. I mean,
this is all Fahrenheit. This is,
we're on Celsius. Yeah, it's the hottest summer on record. It's crazy hot. It's been sunny pretty much every day for the entire summer. Last summer, it didn't rain at all. So there was some drought issues. But this summer, it has rained a little bit. But the heat is crazy, crazy, crazy. Anyway, I'm not complaining. It's actually one of those things where I'm kind of excited about it getting a bit more dark and cloudy and cold so I can, you know, go back into work mode a bit more.
Yeah.
Yeah, but whatever.
I'm feeling the same way here, actually. It's been a bit warm, not as warm as it is there, I don't think. But I'm kind of, I'm going to kick myself later, but I'm kind of looking forward to the rain and
the
clouds.
Me too. I need some coldness. Jake. So people listening to this episode will have seen the title.
Yeah.
And the title is going to be something like, this is the last episode of the Product Breakfast Club.
Oh my God,
or
this one?
This one. Or it's going to say, this is the end, or we're stopping this podcast.
Oh my God.
It's going to be something like that. Something as clickbaity as possible.
Yeah.
Well,
But
it's also true.
These are some of the final minutes and I was wasting time. I was just talking about that thing with the 140 degrees Fahrenheit, which is 60 degrees Celsius. I looked it up.
Oh, that is really hot. Holy crap.
I feel like I wasted everybody's time with that because this is the last episode.
This is the final episode. Episode 95 is the final episode of the Product Breakfast Club podcast.
Oh, man.
Jake, how's it been?
I mean, I'm kind of stunned. I'm shocked. I feel unprepared to look back on it already. I thought we were just kind of getting started, honestly. I'm a bit hurt.
Yeah.
But it's been fun. I think it's been a good run. It's been nice to have the chance to talk to you a bit more than expected.
Yes.
I think it keeps us talking to each other on a regular basis, which is good.
Yeah. But we're looking back on 94 episodes.
Some of them repeats of...
Yeah, we've got a couple of repeats in there, like last week's Jason Fried episode. But you know what? Here's the thing, right?
Yeah.
I feel happy with what we've achieved with the Product Breakfast Club podcast.
Oh, yeah.
And I think...
Huge achievements.
Ready to move on to something new.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean, we're just changing the name.
Oh, yeah. Right. That's right.
Like, that's it. I mean, we're not going to stop doing the podcast, but
we are
going to change the name of the podcast.
We are going to change the name. Yeah,
is true.
It's not as though we gave a great deal of thought to the original name.
It was like the first.
I have to be honest. I don't think that I thought that we would still be doing it after 95 episodes.
I didn't think we'd still be doing it after 6 episodes. I thought we'd both get super bored of it really
fast. After that day.
Yeah. After the day where we came up with the name of the podcast. If you go back to episode 1 of the podcast, you can hear that we hadn't decided on the name of the podcast yet. Seriously, because we recorded 6 episodes first. When you're on episode 1, we were talking about the fact that we don't know the name yet, and here are some options, and we ended up going for Product Breakfast Club. And last week, we were texting each other, and we decided very, very, very quickly, and also with the first name, we went with the first name. We decided we're going to change the name of the podcast. So should we tell people why we're changing the name? And also the artwork. You saw the artwork today. Did you like it? It's funny, isn't it?
It's pretty amazing. Yeah.
I might as well do the shout out now for who did the artwork, because actually it will be on this. No, wait. No, this episode will still be the Product Breakfast Club.
Good. That's
so,
good. That's
but
good.
The next episode of the Product Breakfast Club, the podcast will be called...
Do you want to say it? Or
how about you say your part of it and I say my part of it. So the name of the new podcast is
The Jig.
Oh, wait, I don't. I think we won't do the or pot, you know. I think we'll just like go the name and name.
I didn't even know that. Okay, we should talk about that. Okay.
I think we should go for that.
For just simple. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone adds the other things anyway.
Okay, we'll try it. It's going to be Jake
and Jonathan. Oh! All right, Jake, let's practice singing it in. And Jason, if you wouldn't mind putting the music under this.
Okay.
Let's give it a go. Well, let's try it, okay? Okay.
Okay, 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 okay.
Jake and Jonathan.
Oh, wait, no, I think we need to try that again. Because it's like the Product Breakfast Club. Like, Jake. Jonathan. Okay. Yeah. You do Jake. You know what I mean? Okay. All right, let's start the music again. Yeah. All right. Okay, you go.
Okay.
Jake. Jonathan.
No, because it's gonna be like all right, imagine the Product Breakfast Club music. It's like Product Breakfast Product Club. Breakfast and then there's a bit of a way. So it's gonna be like Jake. Jonathan.
Right. So something like that. It kind of goes with the music. We're actually this time
with the music.
To go with the
okay.
Music,
so, but Jason, it would be great if you would start the music each time we attempt this.
Yeah.
Just to make it extra terrible. All right. Okay.
People
go.
This part
you go.
A lot.
You
okay.
Go.
Okay.
Jake, Jonathan.
Wait, you're doing my name too?
Well, I don't know. I thought that I was supposed to.
No.
That wasn't clear to me.
Let's try.
Because I kept saying my name, and you never.
You just do your. You just do your name. So you
I feel like I have to do
I'm you. You just do Jake. Like Product Breakfast Club. You know what I mean? So you just do Jake, and then I'll do the second.
And you'll
product
take care
breakfast
of it. I don't have to worry about your name. You'll take care of
you
your
just,
name.
You just
okay. Okay.
Jake.
No wait. Only
do I
say
stop?
Yeah, you only say Product Breakfast Club once. So like you say Jake, and then wait,
and
I'll say Jonathan.
Okay.
Mine doesn't work as well, but I'll try it.
We'll
and then you do Jake. Well, let's, you know, because I think it's like 4 times, and obviously we'll make our own more crazy version of it as time goes along.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go again. Let's start this again.
Okay.
Jake.
Jonathan.
Jake.
Jonathan. That was it. I think that's going to be
the
general.
Jake and Jonathan.
Well, hey, everybody.
Show. I still disagree about the, hey, everybody, welcome to the Jake
and Jonathan
show.
No, listen, I'll tell you.
I want to say the Jake and Jonathan show.
I'll give you a vibe for it. So
yeah, tell me.
One of my favorite podcasts of all time was called Adam and Joe.
Oh, yeah, that's the forerunner of the Adam Buxton show.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
So it was called, like, when people say what it is, they'd say the Adam and Joe show.
But they
would say, welcome to Adam and Joe. Like, Adam and Joe was sort of the thing. So I think we can still do the Adam and... Or sorry. honestly, I could go either way. I think it sounds more like Product Breakfast Club. I removed the and podcast after a while.
Yeah.
Because people say that anyway. You can see on the artwork I sent you underneath you can see Product Breakfast Club.
Right.
It's just because slowly I took away those bits. I just feel like it's more elegant to just call it Jake and Jonathan.
Okay, okay.
But you know what?
Okay, okay.
You can fight
I guess you made a pretty good case.
Oh, thanks, man.
I have this like phantom pain from before. I think I wish that I had gone into the podcast app
right.
and searched for Design Breakfast or like Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
It was so amateurly done. We didn't even do that.
I'm
going to search for Jake and Jonathan. Is there anything like that?
I don't do any research for anything.
There's Jake and Josh. There's Jake and Joe.
Funny.
Jake
and Jonathan.
And John.
It's when I search Jake and Jonathan, Product Breakfast Club comes up number one.
Let's see, Jake and Jonathan. Yeah, it does. Okay,
we're already
the number one. We are the number one.
Yeah,
Jake and Jonathan show.
Yeah,
already without even trying.
See,
that's pretty good.
And we'll probably have to put in the description. We'll have to put formally Product Breakfast Club for like 6 months, just so that the searches keep finding Product Breakfast Club.
Yeah,
but it's all good. It's all good. So this episode that you're listening to right now will still be Product Breakfast Club. We'll still have the same artwork, but this is a pre-warning. Next week, you'll be listening to Jake and Jonathan. There'll be some new artwork. And then I'll do the shout out that week instead because I don't want to ruin the surprise. But should we say kind of why we're changing it?
Well, yeah. I wonder if we even have the same reasons.
Yeah. What's your feeling?
I had been thinking about it. You texted me. Actually, we should go back. I have your
message.
Yeah. I'll go back.
Yeah.
So you say... Oh, we had this long conversation about, oh man, that was a funny thing. Is this going
to
actually come out instead of the rerun episode?
No, we won't. It won't have time.
Okay, we still have the rerun episode. So I actually had this big long thing where I was like, John, we should run this old episode that we recorded. Like, we haven't played it yet. And you're like, I don't know where it is. And I sent it to you. And then you're like, well, okay. And then you said that Jason, our editor, was like, you guys, you already ran that episode. It's not.
You didn't believe me, though.
Like, I didn't believe you at first. And I was like, no, you're wrong. Here it is, really. It's about this stuff. And you were like, no, really. Like, here's the
dude.
And it's not like we ran it like 30 episodes ago. It's like 10 episodes ago. It was the one about Atari, the Atari crash.
It's easy to forget, though. I mean,
easy to forget these podcast episodes. Yeah. Okay, so you say here, let's see, I have a podcast from you or a message from you that says, just making sure since we changed the date, but now, right? Yes, just getting set. Oh, this is me getting set up for the podcast. Okay, Thursday, August 22nd. My gut is telling me very strongly that we should rename PBC to Jake and Jonathan, end quote. Instead of being a product-focused show, which you and I clearly care very little about, it's more about the lives of two, in parentheses, successful entrepreneurs and the fact that don't have things figured out. Add a twist of entertainment, and I think it's a slow burn but long-term game of growing a rabid audience. Then return Jake and Jonathan. We can even really funnily use the same tune for PBC, but you say Jake and I say Jonathan to the music really shittily. And then it says Jake, Jonathan. Oh, you actually told me how it should work here.
I had it all figured out, man.
You had it all figured out. This is actually much more detailed than I remember. And then I reply, dude, I have been thinking the exact same thing down to the theme song, only apparently I didn't really read what you said. This needs to happen ASAP. And then you say, we can announce it the next episode and change it the episode after.
I did the pert noise.
Yeah. And then already the next things are I'm starting to say already too much like you because I talk to you too much.
That's the thing.
Spreading. So anyway, that was it. That was it. Fascinating for people, I'm sure, to hear that.
I think people will be interested in
text message exchange.
Well, here's the thing, right? We have, relative to most podcasts, we have a relatively popular one, but we make our decisions so casually always. And that's another thing that's not really being publicly announced. I don't even know if I should bother publicly announcing this. Okay, so at AJ and Smart, we split the company into two kind of internally where we have like one team, which is the agency, and that's sort of doing the training and client work. And we have the other team who's doing the digital products. And we officially renamed those teams. They didn't have a name for the entire, let's say, year and a half that they've existed. They've been like the B2B, which is business to business, and B2C teams. So they've been like
terrible
very,
names.
Yeah, the names are just purely for finances and budgeting. But we've named them now officially internally. But I'm going to keep it a mystery for a while because I can't remember whether we decided to go public with that or not. But Jake, so do you agree with the reason to call this Jake and John so that we kind of free ourselves? I mean, we still want producty people to listen to this, obviously, but it's more about just listening to people who are similar to you but not specifically expecting to be thought anything.
Yeah, like if you're, it's, I think it's basically about making the podcast just like 2 degrees less disrespectful, because the whiplash of, I think this is going to be about product and design. I always, not always, but I sometimes feel a bit bad, like, because the episodes I enjoy recording the most, we're just rambling.
Yeah.
And we might talk about something about product and design because we're interested in that stuff.
Yeah.
But I feel like if that's what you came for, it's kind of too bad that that's what you, you know, what you get if you get the, a full ramble. So I think it's more, it's just more straightforward this way.
Yeah.
It's just that that's what you get. What do you get? You get Jake and Jonathan. That's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get a dose of every time.
I'm excited for people to see the artwork next week. I like it. It's also, by the way, in classic Product Breakfast Club style, that artwork was the first attempt.
Yeah.
So the guy sent it to me and I was like, yes, that's it. I like... The only feedback I had was on like, oh, when it's a bit smaller, you might be able to see this thing. And that was pretty much the whole feedback.
The guy sent, I guess it's a guy who sent it, would sent something else to you.
The thing that's in the background.
The thing that's in the background. And you sent it to me and we were both like, that's great. That's fantastic. This person who drew it is talented because it's funny. The thing is funny, but it also looks like it took about
three seconds.
It's not like a, it's not a 3D rendered. It was like, you could see, I mean, it's like this pencil.
But you know what? It was a coincidence. So this guy sent these pictures because we'd been talking about t-shirt, making new t-shirts.
Oh, yeah.
And he just sent this drawing and he was like, you know, this could be the t-shirt. And I was laughing at it and I was like, oh, well, big coincidence. We actually need some new podcast artwork. And the only direction I gave was, it would be good if it looked shitty, but you know, that was kind of it. Just like our faces should be on it.
Yeah.
And that was basically it. And yeah, I think it's, I like the look of it. It's very unique. It's very silly.
It's actually pretty much perfect. I mean, I have to say that I,
the things at the bottom of the artwork, the very bottom. Yeah. I like that. We're like, it's also not really centered. You know what I mean? It's like, I'm more to the right. My shoulder goes off the right and you're just not all, it makes no sense.
It's so good. It's really, oh man, I wish people could see it, but maybe it'll be better.
Everyone will see it next week.
Yeah. You should DM Jonathan if you want a preview of it, maybe.
Yeah. Maybe I'll give you a preview.
I'm not sure if you're willing to do that, but.
I might keep it a secret.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
You know?
It's pretty good.
I'm excited about this. It's a new era.
Yeah, a new era or era.
Era. Era.
I would say era, actually, like you did. But so you, the internet person is coming to your office in like 5 minutes.
Yes.
So we got to.
Yeah. Yeah. So
we got to deliver some product. This is our last chance to deliver product value to people.
Yeah.
The last sort of moment. So yeah. I do actually want to throw in a quick product thing.
Okay.
I bought the Amazon Kindle. What's it called? The new one?
Oasis.
Oasis
2.
Yeah. I bought it on your recommendation. Oasis 2. I bought it on your recommendation. And it is actually, it's great. And I never would have got it if you hadn't recommended it. Or maybe if I'd seen one in person. That might have been the other way that I would have got it. They don't do, in my opinion, a good job marketing that stuff. Except that you see it everywhere.
I don't think they care that much.
I think you're right. It's like they're just like, yeah, whatever. Which is bummer because I bet some folks are working really hard on it there. And if you look at the page where they're like, oh, here's this new thing. Because I had looked at it previously. It doesn't look that different from the other ones.
No.
But it is a bunch of subtle changes that are actually pretty significant. And it's like, if you remember the feeling of upgrading your phone from like a, I don't know, like an iPhone 5 to an iPhone 6 or something, or, you know, some of those more significant upgrades where the screen got like that bit bigger and like crisper and like, you're like, oh wow, like the screen is a lot better and the phone is lighter, like that kind of thing. That's what this is like. It's like a phone upgrade of like a few years ago when they were actually changing a lot. The thing is like the screen just being that extra inch bigger is like really nice.
Yeah.
The shape is a bit funky. I'm still getting used to it. But yeah, back to physical buttons is nice.
Do you use the automatic sunrise setting, sunset setting?
You know, I just, where it goes orange. I have not figured out how to, like I did, I forgot about that. But I did change it to be super warm. I just change it to be super warm all the time, I guess.
Yeah.
But maybe I should do the automatic thing because that sounds kind of cool. But that's a big deal.
And you've got also automatic dimming as well.
Okay. Yeah. I need to look at the settings.
So when you're reading in bed, it slowly gets dimmer and dimmer and dimmer.
I wonder if that's been happening because I have noticed I've been falling asleep faster. But maybe I've just been tired. You know, it's hard to say. But that thing is cool. I think it's really cool. I like it. And I haven't
What would you give it in, you have between 1 and 10 Gandalf sticks.
1 and 10 Gandalf sticks. I want to give it like 10 because I was thinking about reviews recently and I'm like, why the heck don't people just give everything the full number? And then just, if you don't like it, just
7.2 right. Like, or some crap
to say. Yeah. If you don't like it, just don't say anything, you know, just don't say anything. So I'm just, it's just, 10 sticks.
Like this podcast.
10 Gandalf sticks, you know, 10 light up 10 sticks.
Okay. Yeah. Can we, in future, if we review things, can we just say sticks, but give no context to the Gandalf thing?
Yeah. 10 sticks. And then do like decimal points and like, I would say it's like a 4.9 because the finish on the metal was really a bit, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. 4.9 sticks. Then I want to really quickly, so if you're giving that 10 sticks, I'm going to review my new TV because I think it's one of those things where it's not like that easy to pick out a TV. But I
have to be honest with you, when you said I'm going to review my new TV, my first thought was it's a website. And then my second thought was it's an app. And then my third thought was it's an actual TV.
Oh,
is it an actual TV?
Yeah, it's a TV.
Okay. So sorry, go ahead.
So this is called the LG. It has one of those really long names, but I think it's like the way you find it online is like it's the LG C6, but it's like the LG C8 55 inch OLED TV 4K.
Wow, so many things,
and
so many names.
The coolest thing about this, first of all, OLED, if you don't know, and I didn't really 100% understand it before, OLED, one of the biggest things is that the screen can go completely black. Well, like sections that are supposed to be black, the pixels just turn off. So you get total blackness, which actually makes a massive difference and it looks really interesting. And there's like a screensaver where the whole screen goes black. It looks like it's off. And then tiny little bursts of light appear on the screen. So it's cool. Like the screen itself is excellent. Like the actual color and the sharpness and the OLED panel is really great. But what's been a massive surprise is that the interface, so it uses WebOS, and it's also kind of, people say it's like the best TV interface, and it really is. It's a, and it's even like what I thought really wouldn't work. It's got like this Nintendo Wii style remote where you point at the screen and like a pointer appears on the screen and you navigate the menus like that. I thought it would be the worst thing of all time.
Wow.
Really good, really fast. So yeah, I can recommend if you are into gaming or just having a nice TV. I bought the 55 inch and I did the research. It's like a great kind of best value for the best TV that you can get. So I'm going to give it 8 sticks. And the reason it drops 2 sticks is that it's super, it automatically has motion smoothing turned on. And this is something that makes me very angry. It basically adds frames. It's like something that makes me angry about every TV. It's when these HD TVs add frames to what you're watching to make it look smoother, but then it looks like it's a TV show or it looks like a really cheap documentary. You have to always turn off motion smoothing or true smooth or whatever they call it, anything relating to the word smooth, you got to turn all of that off. So you have to manually turn that off. That makes me angry. And then the other thing that makes me angry is that the settings from input to input seem to change. And I don't exactly like when I set something up on the PS4 and then I click apply to all and then I go to the TV, it seems like the audio settings and everything I set up change. And makes me very angry and very confused. So I still think the interface could do it some love, but 8 out of 10 sticks. And I think that's probably as high as a TV can go anyway.
I think that seems pretty good. If you search for what you said, LG space C8 space 55 space OL, I would say OLED, but you say OLED? I didn't know that.
I've heard people saying OLED.
Okay. I mean, that would be better. That would be a lot faster than OLED. It's a lot fewer syllables. Anyway, if you run that search, their ad for it says LG OLED 4K is the best TV ever. So they are confident.
They would say that
in that TV.
Yeah. Yeah, and it has all this I mean, I'm going from a 5-year-old TV to this and it's kind of crazy. Like you talk about the upgrade from the Kindle.
Oh, really?
This is insane. Like my TV before this was 1080p, this is 4K. It was LED, this is OLED. It's a massive difference in it's got like all this Dolby Atmos stuff. So it's like a surround sound, even though it's not surround sound.
God.
I don't know, man. I played Mario Kart on it. It's like, it looks so good, but it's so ridiculous as well to play Mario Kart on a TV that's this amazing.
I'm actually kind of tempted to get one, and I haven't had a TV in like 12 years or something. Like we have a projector that we bring out to play video games and stuff.
Projectors are too... Nah, projectors.
Yeah, but TVs, when they're off, they're just sitting there saying like, hey, turn me on. And that's like, I don't need any more of an invitation to... I love TV, love video games, love movies. Like, I would just be doing it all the time. So I'm...
I don't. I mean, for me, I have to say that I have the opposite problem. It sounds really weird, but it's good for me mentally to play video games. I just can't force myself to do it. I actually can't get myself addicted. I turn them on for like 10 minutes and I'm already over it. So the last time I got addicted to a video game was when I got stuck in a bucket in Red Dead Redemption 2.
That was cool. That was a good one. That was maybe the highlight of Product Breakfast Club. Now that we're moving on.
Maybe, stuck in a bucket.
The high watermark.
So for me, that was the best
peak
video.
PBC. Like,
I was trapped in a bucket. That, like, the first 16 hours of that game, best game I've ever played in my entire life. And it just took a nosedive after that. And I'm desperately looking for the new video game. And my wife is away next week. So I'm trying to think between Resident Evil 2, Fire Emblem, or Astral Chain.
Wait. Do you want... I don't know. Your person is going to show up any second, but I could choose for you right now. I don't know anything about any of those.
Yeah,
I could
go
choose.
Ahead.
Okay, so should I...
Which
should
one
I
sounds
do,
the
do
coolest?
Do we have time for me to like look up what they look like and tell you? Or do you want me to just choose?
Okay, I'll give you three. Resident Evil 2.
I have to type with one hand because I have to hold the mic now because of the...
Oh, yeah.
So okay. Resident Evil 2, did you say?
Remake. Sorry, it's called Resident Evil 2 Remake.
Okay. So I got that going in one tab. Or...
Okay, so... Or Control.
Control.
Yeah, Control is quite cool because it's like this kind of crazy, new, weird sci-fi vibe.
Wow, if you just search for the word Control, that's the first result. That's amazing. That's a big... They just dominated
that. It just came out like today.
Or...
Yeah. Or Fire Emblem Three Houses. The thing about Fire Emblem Three Houses is that like it's like a Japanese RPG, and I've never really played one of those.
Fire Emblem Three Houses. Okay, Fire Emblem Three. Oh, Wikipedia is the first result. That's not going to help me. I want the Nintendo, Nintendo page. Let's try that. And Resident Evil 2 Remake. I'm going to look at... God, Wikipedia ranks really highly for them too, I guess. Oh, here we go. Official site.
Yeah.
Okay, Resident Evil 2. So I think I know what this is about. It's going to be really scary. I have to enter my birthday.
Zombies.
I have to enter my birthday just to look at the website.
Yeah, it wants to send you a birthday cake. It's not any other reason.
You know what? Yeah, my 8-year-old son is actually up here in the room with me. I'm not going to look at that one. I'll just imagine that it's really scary.
Just look at like it's like a zombie
game.
I'll
look at some images on the screen. Yeah. Okay, it looks like realistic. You go around and you shoot zombies. You've probably played a Resident Evil before, right?
Yeah, this is a remake. But I never played Resident Evil 2, and it's just got really good ratings.
Really good ratings. Okay, Control. I can't even tell what this is about. There's a lady with a gun.
Like a crazy physics kind of horror. Not horror, like just weird sci-fi stuff. How are you going to recommend?
How am I going to decide?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's going to be, I don't know. Yeah,
but you should decide because I need to buy one.
Yeah.
And I need to buy one of these games.
Oh, and then Fire Emblem Three Houses. And you've never played a game like this? And this is sort of like a Final Fantasy kind of deal?
Yeah. It's like a big RPG, Japanese RPG, where you're a teacher in a school, but also you're trying to like wage a war or something. And so it's like a mixture of battles and being a teacher and kind of trying to get your students on your side or something. I don't know. It's like Japanese and very difficult for me to understand exactly what's going on there, but it seems like it. I mean, it's got good reviews.
I mean, I think that's what you should get.
Fire Emblem.
Fire Emblem 3. Yeah.
All right.
I'm just looking at these and I think the other ones look so serious.
Mm.
I mean, the Fire Emblem one's got, I don't know, if you've never played a game like that, that looks like it would be more different. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I haven't played a game like that. That's true.
That seems like more of a new experience. Whereas I assume both the other ones would be really fun, but like you won't remember later, like, oh, that was so different. You'll remember the time you played Fire Emblem 3. Maybe. I don't know. That's my advice to you, Emblem 3.
I don't know if I'm 100%. You'll know by the next episode if I actually went for your advice.
Sometimes when somebody gives you advice, it clarifies what you really wanted to do. No,
that's
know what I mean?
True.
It's like,
that is
because,
true.
Because
yeah.
when they say something and you're like, that person's dead.
Yeah.
Then you know
that's so true
that you actually wanted to do something else. And sometimes, like, yeah, you might not have even known that what you really wanted to do was get the astral. You said some astral something, man. Maybe now you're like
astral chain, and I kind of gave up on that.
I think you want to do Resident Evil 2 because you kept saying it first.
Yeah, I almost think I want to do. But you're right. Actually, when people give you advice, like, you know, whenever I get advice about the company, when someone tells me something, I'm like, okay, so that I definitely don't want to do that. You know, like it's true. Yeah, that's right. All right, man, I better go.
Your internet at your office is terrible, so you should meet this person.
Oh, Jesus, yeah. Man. No, it's getting fixed. It's going to be literally we're drilling a hole.
Just straight to the internet, straight down.
Yeah, straight into the internet. To the internet. Yeah. Well.
All right. Jeez. Okay.
All right, mate.
Hey, Product Breakfast Club, it's been great. Thanks for the memories.
Yeah.
And
Product Breakfast Club, the name, we've had good times. Oh, you know what we definitely want is feedback on whether you like the new name. We don't care.
Oh,
don't worry.
Hilarious.
You don't need to give us any feedback. Believe us. We know that it's not a great idea to change the name of a podcast because then you're going to potentially have all these lists that we're on. But the thing is, we're not even on the fucking Envision list anyway.
It didn't even matter.
Yeah.
We didn't get there.
Doesn't even matter.
Who cares? We'll just keep changing the podcast name every two episodes.
Until we change it to like the Envision podcast and they accidentally stick us on the list.
They start actively suing us. Where can people find you online, John?
People can find me at J Ice Cream on Instagram, and that's it. Don't search anywhere else. Stop.
You can find me online at jakeknapp.com. Sign up for my newsletter if you want more of this.
Newsletter.
Oh,
I've got a newsletter. I'm from the 80s. Hey, everybody, sign up for my newsletter.
It's cool. You laugh. But
I do laugh. Did you see that Wait But Why has a new article?
I did, yeah.
Because of the newsletter?
See, you and I both read something and it was because of the newsletter.
I actually think newsletters are great. Just kidding. All right, will we sing it out? But as the new, or should we do one last Product Breakfast Club for old time's sake?
Okay. Okay. Ready?
Okay. All right. Product Breakfast Club.
Bye, everybody.
Oh, the man is here. Bye.
Bye.